systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Excuse me. Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 14th, 2011. I totally choked on my own saliva. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And this is episode 471, the Monday Fun Day Show. Welcome, everyone. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. TheJamHole.com/live. Join us, won't you, please?
Berger says, physicians say douching is actually bad for you. The vagina usually can clean itself. Douching can cause bacterial vaginosis.
That means...
I think the rest of the world actually already knew that.
That means
thanks,
all
anyway.
Of your good bacteria is dead and all that's left is a stinky vagina.
Stop shoving creamy coconut-flavored stuff up your vagina.
That's right.
It doesn't do you any good. I hate that.
This message brought to you by the Jam Hole.
Just say it.
Jamholians for happy vaginas.
Douching stupid unless you really need it.
Can I ask where that came from?
I just saw something about douching.
Just and random
just,
chat.
Just some random,
love.
Yeah. Okay.
Trying to tell everyone
that, with that
if they want to join the live show, that's the kind of hard-hitting content that they'll get.
Right, right.
It's good stuff.
You can come in the chat and talk about douching.
You can come in the chat. Just do it. Shit.
Just clean up after yourself.
You can give us a call live, 406-204-4687. What do you think about douching? Inquiring minds want to know. How are you? Dana, love of my life, apple of my eye.
Yeah?
Yeah, how's it going?
Where'd all that come from? Want a
How's it going?
Later or something?
Can we do a podcast? How's it going?
I'm good.
And yeah, I do
I'm
want
good.
A blowjob later, actually.
Well, that sucks. But yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
So, guess who is moving on to round two of Who Wants to Be Charlie Sheen's Intern? Fuck yeah. Motherfucker, I said fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Me and probably 50,000 other fucking people.
Probably.
So I got an email today. I remember when I submitted my thing. If you've been keeping up with the show at all, you'll know that Charlie Sheen put out a Twitter message that said, I want a social media intern. Paid internship for the summer of 2011. I was like, hey, it's right up my fucking alley, right? So
yeah.
Did that. March 14th is today. Got a thing that said, you're moving on to round two. So, you know what round two was?
What?
What's your resume? Who are you? What have you done? What do you do? I said I do it all, and I'm doing it right now.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I put what I thought would be, kind of abilities that I have that would be key to this position, you know, of running social networks and all that bullshit, so. I don't know. And I did search on the internet to see if I could find how many people were chosen or whatever. And I found a lot of other people wondering who had also moved forward to round two. And the estimates were anywhere between 50 and 5,000. So that could be either awesome or even more awesome.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if it would be...
Oh, I know it would be awesome if it happened. I know that for a fact.
For
Tiger
you.
Blood winning 24/7, could you imagine?
See, I have this picture in my head of what would happen if you got that job.
Oh, right. And let's just give everyone a quick background of where this picture comes from. A deep, dark, jealous dungeon.
I was going to talk about you ODing, but
okay. I thought you were going to talk about me fucking porn stars. Okay.
See, that comes before you OD when you're really high.
Okay. When I can actually use... But honey, I OD'd. I was blacked out. We should all be thanking goodness God that I didn't die.
See, I think if it happens, hypothetically, you would get there and you would act all businesslike for a little bit until Charlie was all like, I got some drugs. And you'd be like, fuck yeah, do a bunch of drugs. You'd be like, he'd be like, hey, have one of my goddesses. And you'd be like, yeah, I'm high. My girlfriend's not like, here.
I'll take two if
fuck
you don't
this.
Mind. Thanks, Charlie. Sure.
She don't hurt her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to do that, and I'm going to be really mad.
First of all, if this even did happen, you would have to come with me so that we could continue to do this podcast only down there. So, first of all.
And to start slaying some goddesses when they give you the googly eyes.
Which means no.
Yes.
That's what would fucking happen, my luck. I'd bring you down there, and you would get us fucking kicked out or some bullshit. You wouldn't be able to handle the
like
party
he can't
lifestyle.
Afford another goddess. Fuck off. I'd knock one of them
He'd probably
off.
Look at that and be like, that looks like fun. And then it just turns into a goddess slaying, a massacre, a goddess genocide, if you will.
I don't know, dude. I just see, like, if you were partying, you got really fucking high, you might.
It would be
just
morning.
Not even realize where you are or realize that the person's not me or forget that you have a fiance or that I'm
yeah,
even alive.
Yeah, I could forget that. Thank you. God.
No, I just could see you being really fucking high. I mean, like, think about his status and shit. Like, what kind of crap he could get, dude? He could blow your mind out of the fucking water, all right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, but I'm just saying, like, I think it would be a big party, and then the morning would come, and I would wake up, and Charlie would wake up, and everyone else would probably be dead, except for me and Charlie, and we'd look at each other and be like, that's tiger blood, rawr! And then we'd go get breakfast at the IHOP. No, I don't know, we'd probably go somewhere better. That's it. I don't know, dude. But in all honesty,
I don't think it's a good choice. But
I don't.
Whatever. The money is good.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. Pretty sure. But who knows?
Why
stranger.
Do you say that?
Because how many people?
Oh, I thought you were going to say because 8, I love you so
1,000?
Much I would never cheat on you or do
what?
That. So.
Why is this always but. About you? No, listen.
What?
There are so many people picked for that it's a very slim. If. And this is a pretty significant if he's still alive by the time this all comes to fruition. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm in the running, though, I guess. So, thanks,
yay.
Charlie. High five. Tiger punch. Tuh.
Looking forward to that.
Good. I'm glad you can support me in the decisions that I make and the direction that I choose to navigate my life.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Moving on.
Me?
Check Good. Out the new Jamhole Facebook integration on the site. Did you see that?
Yes.
You can go there and it'll be like, yo, who are you? And then you tell it and then it's like, yo, these are the friends of yours that like this. Isn't that awesome?
You'd be
I think
like,
that's
hey.
Awesome.
Go to your friend and be like, hey,
like this.
I know this. It'd be like, yeah, me too.
That's so
we have
awesome.
Stuff to talk about. I hated you until now. Yay.
Right? I wasn't even going to be your friend, honestly.
I just did it because my friend is friends with you.
I did it because I thought you were cheating on me. Shit.
I will kill you.
That's much better. So definitely check that out. And then, like I said earlier, we're phasing out the group on Facebook, and we're just going to go with the page. The page has all the functionality. And if you go on the page, facebook.com/thejamholepodcast, you'll notice an event section. And hey, what's up there? Third annual.
Boom. The turkey.
Boom.
Our triple X.
Boom.
Are you cool?
3 years in a row. This one's going to be off the chat.
I hope so.
Hope so. I know so.
All right.
Can you imagine? This is going to be great. So definitely check it out if you have any idea what we're talking about. Thejamhole.com/404. That was last year's live show. And /250. That was the first one we did.
So are we planning on doing whitewater rafting?
I heard that. Are you even ready for whitewater rafting?
No.
Jam hole whitewater rafting.
Not at all.
Well, we might have an extra seat then.
Probably.
You have to go and take pictures. It's going to be so fun, dude. It's so much fun. I haven't done it since I was younger. When I first moved here, we did it.
I've never done it.
But yeah, whitewater rafting.
I don't know if I want to.
There's
going to
be a lot of stuff because it's going to be Saturday, August 13th. Anna's Italian Grill, just like we have the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And so that whole week I'm taking off from the 8th till the live show. And then I'll be back to work Monday. So.
Yeah, and I'll probably work every fucking day.
Well... So try and get time off and come up and hang out. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be summertime. It's going to be great. You guys are going to love this. So thejamhole.com/forums. There's a post in there. And then facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. There's the event right there. And we'll get some artwork up and we'll get posters printed out once it gets more in the time of the event. So keep an eye out for that. Get your tickets. You're getting your taxes soon. Get ready. Because this one, third time's a charm. This mm-hmm. one's going to be fucking great. I'm excited. So much. So much. So, speaking of getting your taxes back, we're having a little contest. Not really a contest, more of a you guys say who, and that's what will happen. But so, lately we've been asking you, since, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years now, and fairly keeping you guys somewhat entertained, I like to think. Hey, when you get your taxes, it's a free show. We pay for all this out of pocket. Send us $5, $10, whatever you can. When you get your taxes, just toss it our way, thejamhole.com/donate. And then we're making a list of ranking of all the most helpful Jamholians of 2011, so you can get on that list. Uh-huh. But so, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get my taxes eventually, hopefully. I will give $20 to a podcast you guys pick. How about that? So
a podcast of your choice.
Thejamhole.com/forums under the Jamhole stuff. Random Jamhole discussion, I think. Yeah.
That's what you said.
There's a poll there, and it runs for 7 days, and on next Monday, we'll see who wins. So check it out.
You guys go to the forums or go to random discussions. There's a poll in there. All you got to do is vote.
Pick which one. If you want to say why, it doesn't matter. Just make sure you vote. And on Monday, we'll see who wins. And there's my contribution going forward to
what about
another show.
If they want you to donate to a podcast that you don't have on the list.
Well, tough shit. Pick one that's on the list. There's five there. Fuck. Sporkros, Nice Man. Am I Bugging You? Skeptic's Guide and Distorted View, I think. Tim? I don't know. They're all people we know. That's what I tried to do, so pick Red Fox or Am I Bugging You or that other one, Nice Man, if you want. So I just thought that'd be nice. Since I was asking you guys to pay a little forward, I could do so myself, and I'll kick down $20 to whoever you guys pick to do that. So and also, last Friday we had the newest Cottonmouth King, the Dirtball, on the show. What'd you think of that interview? Well,
I fucking loved that.
Wasn't that awesome, dude? Oh my god, I felt like a giddy schoolgirl. So much fun, though. Dirtball, welcome back on the show anytime. Dirtball, welcome to our home anytime, really.
Right.
But yeah, I just wanted to mention again, I've been listening to his new album, Nervous System, weekend. We don't usually mention...
Who's the cracker now, motherfucker?
Yeah, dude.
I love that.
I love that so much.
It's good.
But, like, we don't usually plug stuff that we're not into, like, the people we interview and stuff like that. Like, it's all stuff I like. I'm mm-hmm. not going to, you know, go and find just some random schmuck and be like, right. Hey, buy this shit. So, but for real, like, I've been listening to this, and because of, like, how much time I've been spending making my new album, mm-hmm. I can appreciate how much work went into making 23 or 24 tracks.
Yeah.
That... all of them, I don't know, I haven't really found one that I'm like, all right, skip. Like, I just listened to it, and it, wow. Like, yeah. I'm so impressed by that. Just, I don't know, you don't really appreciate it as much, I think, until you've actually sat down and tried to make an album. Like, regardless of what kind of music it is. I think once you go through that process, I think you have a better appreciation for what it really takes. Because, I mean, what do? You go to the store, buy a CD. Back in the day, you'd buy tapes. Now we just fucking click a button and you have a song. But, like, you know, it took, you know, a month maybe.
That's why...
to make that song.
When you talk to musicians or artists that have been doing it for a while, that have been creating music and albums and whatnot, doing shows, whatever. Even though they don't like certain genres of music, say they don't like country music or they don't like R&B or whatever, they still have a baseline of appreciation and understanding for those people that do those genres of music. Because even though they don't like the music, they still respect the person for putting it together and putting the time and effort into it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so even if they don't like Tim McGraw, they're still going to go up to him and shake his hand and say, you know, I respect what you're doing. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. You know, like, they'll like them for what they're doing.
It's all the same art form.
Right. Right. And I think it's kind of cool because you could tell when, like, those stupid high school kids are like, man, I don't fucking listen to country music. Fuck that. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't listen to rap and hip-hop and fucking club music. Whatever.
I don't either, but I can appreciate the time that it takes to create it. I wish some of them would create less of it, but I'm sure they say the same for every other genre.
I actually listen to everything. There's not a lot of people that do that anymore. Most people fucking like, you know, their certain little genres of music, and they have a few that they hate or whatever. I don't hate any genre of music. I fucking like all of it.
Really? I could put you in an elevator with show tunes and you'd be A-okay?
What?
Exactly.
Show tunes.
Exactly.
What do you mean show tunes?
Okay, you should maybe re-clarify that. You can tolerate any genre of music that you are aware of in your immediate vicinity.
Sorry, I don't go out and look for show tunes.
Saying, like, that's a genre.
Is it a genre? I don't even know what the hell. I don't even know what show tunes are.
It's okay.
No, I mean, like, I
don't... New York!
I like a lot of shit.
What?
I like country and I like hip-hop. Like, those usually don't coincide, you know?
She's a huge Kid Rock fan.
Not so much, but...
He's the epitome of country and hip-hop. Well, rap, no. I guess, whatever, but sure.
No.
No?
No.
Who else is country rapping? And don't say Lyric Al and Papa Pill.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
But I can come up with one later. I'll have to look on my phone.
You post it on the forums, okay? Thejamhole.com/forums.
Sure.
You should all be on there discussing these issues that are.
These hot topics.
These hot topics. We're also not a sponsor of the show. All right, let's get into. Oh, so yeah, to finish that up, Subnoise. Store or iTunes, get that album, Nervous System. It's awesome. I like it. I like it a lot. Definitely, if you listen to the Friday, listen to the end of the episode, we play the intro and the first track off his album. So, fucking the Dirtball, man, on the jam hole. A Cottonmouth King on the show. I just thought that was awesome. So, all right. There's been a lot of talk about this nuclear reactor meltdown in Japan. And there's a lot of fear-mongering and scare stuff going on about radioactivity and we're all going to die from this. And because this happened, all nuclear reactors are bad. And blah, blah. It's really just dumb. But I just want to, for the record, just kind of clear some things up here. So this is all taken from our friend Kirk Sorensen over at Energy from Thorium, our nuclear reactor buddy that I've been talking to. So what's going on with the reactor in Japan? You guys have all heard, we've seen the stories, fucking meltdown, basically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says the Fukushima Daiichi reactors were damaged by the quake and the tsunami that followed, right? There were six reactors operating at the site, all of them boiling water reactors built by General Electric between 1970 and 1979. Old school.
Damn.
Nuclear reactors. Okay, cool. Maybe keep that updated. These early BWR designs, that's boiling water reactors, were not built to the same standards that the BWRs and other light water reactors are built to today, and do not have a full containment system that can hold all of the steam in that would be released from damage in the reactor vessel. At the time of the quake, only three of the units, 1, 2, and 3, were actually operating. They were immediately shut down, fission stopped, BWRs don't use borated water, and there was no need to add boron to the coolant. The first unit, FD1, appears to have the most difficulties, and I think that's the one that exploded today. Or no, the third one exploded today when we were having dinner. I was like, holy shit! these old BWRs need emergency power to cool down safely, and their backup generators were damaged by the tsunami. That seems to be the root of the problem. So, no generators, no power, can't cool it down, meltdown imminent. But there are many different types of radiation. This is what people don't understand. They think that any radiation is bad. Not all radiation is strong enough to knock particles out of whack in your body, and that's what hurts you, is that particle getting knocked out of place and causing mutations. Not all radiation causes that. So this says, what about the radiation released? Is it dangerous? And he says, it would appear that some of the nuclear fuel in FD1 has melted and released gaseous fission products to the interior of the reactor. And this was published March 12th, so this was on Saturday. And I'm sure there's a lot more that's happened since, but this is about the radioactivity. So these would include, this is what's released.
All right.
Xenon, krypton, iodine. There are about 7 isotopes of xenon that are radioactive and would be released in such an incident, with atomic masses of 133, 135, 137, 138, and then 3 isomers, 131M, 133M, and 135M. So, with the exception of the isomers, each of these xenon atoms will decay into cesium and some into other elements past cesium. If you look at the element, the periodic table,
right,
the way they're placed, so you can go down the line and see which one would be next if it decayed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's also krypton, but its radioactivity and decay products are of less concern unless you're Superman. Xenon itself is not particularly dangerous, is a noble gas, and is not concentrated in the body. Cesium is more of a concern, and he lists a bunch of decay sequences. So basically, this is how it all decays and gets into the cesium-138 that might possibly hurt you.
Okay.
He says, of all of these, the decay of xenon-137 into cesium-137 is probably responsible for the most risk, but xenon-137 decays so quickly that the mobility of cesium-137 is limited. I do not think this poses much risk because it can't get far. So when people are worried about the radioactive cloud that's going to reach us from China, from Japan, I'm sorry, that's impossible. Because it decays so quickly that there's no way it can reach us. He says the xenon-135 has a longer half-life, 9 hours, but decays to a nearly harmless form of cesium-135. So, and see, people don't really know that. Like, I didn't know that until I really started reading this stuff, that there's many different isotopes of these, and some of them aren't, you know,
right,
bad for you.
Know
I mean,
how
they are.
Fast
in,
it, they
exactly.
Evaporate or whatever.
Decay, yeah.
Whatever.
So, I think, he says, I think this poses almost no risk due to the very long half-life of cesium-135. So, and then, let's see. He says, will there be fallout? Will it reach the U.S. or China? No. There will be no fallout. It will not reach the U.S. or China.
That's good to know.
What about the radiation? Will I be harmed? He says, no. These isotopes of xenon and krypton and iodine decay quickly, like we just went over. The most dangerous is iodine-131, and the public can be protected during the 30 or 40 days it will decay by taking potassium iodide pills. These are effective and should be used by people in the evacuation areas. Another question, why are they detecting all this radiation? He says, radiation is easy to detect in exceptionally small quantities. You can also identify exactly what nuclide it came from. This is very useful to diagnose what is going on. For instance, if you detect iodine or cesium, you can deduce that these are fission products and there may have been core damage. But simply detecting these isotopes does not mean they are present in sufficient amounts to harm people. What about the explosion? He says there's some certain uncertainty about this, but it appears that the upper levels of the containment building at FD1 suffered an explosion that blew off some of the steel paneling. As you can see, there's a picture here in the live chat if you guys are interested.
Yeah, so pretty much, yeah. The explosion, you know, ripped my legs from my body.
Right,
and my face is
right.
melted off, but I don't have to worry about getting radiation poisoning.
Right, basically.
So
if you were there,
totally cool with that.
Like, right there. Like, if you worked there, sure.
Right. I'm cool
he says,
with that.
As you can see from the diagram, most of the containment building is pretty solid stuff, reinforced concrete, but the very upper level is just steel frame construction. Shoddy work, guys. I guess back in the 70s, that's, you know. And there's pictures of what it looks like after the explosion, how you can just see there's no upper part, really. It's just the frame. and they say, next,
fucked.
The question, is this like the Chernobyl disaster, or could it be? He says, no, absolutely not. The Chernobyl disaster was a combination of a bad reactor design coupled with a bad operational sequence. It led to a steam explosion, a burning reactor, and no containment building, so radioactive byproducts were spread far and wide. Fundamentally, Chernobyl was driven by fission energy, 95% of the energy produced in a nuclear reactor, not by decay heat, which is the 5%. The circumstances at Fukushima Daiichi are very different. The reactor shut down successfully, and their heat generated from the decay of fission products began to drop rapidly. So, totally different. Is this like 3 Mile Island? No, the accident there, Unit 2 back in 79, was caused by operator error, and the fuel damage occurred very quickly, within half hour of the plant's shutdown, when decay heat was still relatively high. The situation at Fukushima Daiichi was started by the tsunami knocking out the emergency power generators. And so, there's a question, well, what is this accident like? This is a new kind of accident. Oh my god. One that overwhelmed an older reactor by destroying its emergency backup power systems. Many newer reactors don't need emergency power for safe shutdown, and so in many cases this problem has already been solved by newer designs. But there are a large number of reactors out there that rely on emergency backup power to safely cool down. And then this is the question I asked him. I doubt this because that's not the answer that he gave me. But I emailed him and I was like, "So what would have Lifter done in this situation? The thorium reactor." That's why I was kind of explaining to you when we were at dinner,
right?
And so he says, "They say would a Lifter be susceptible to this kind of accident?" He says, "No. Lifter is designed from the outset to have a fully passive approach to decay heat removal, which is the basic problem here at Fukushima Daiichi. Lifter produces fission products, just like the Japanese reactors, and it has the need to remove decay heat after shutdown, just like today's reactors. The difference in Lifter is a twofold. The reactor does not operate at high pressure, and the fuel in the reactor can be passively directed to a cooling system, the drain tank, rather than relying on the cooling fluid coming to the fuel like a solid-fueled reactor requires." So there you have it.
So
when someone at work is like, "Ah, we're all so fucked," you say, "Yes, we are. And I will be happy to stay behind and tend to your belongings. I will stay because I have cancer. I'm dying. It's okay. Go live in the bomb shelter. I'll come get you guys when it's okay."
Why do you keep calling it Fukushima?
Isn't that how it's pronounced? It's Fukushima. Fukushima. What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really? Because I thought that was like a joke.
How is it?
Joke.
If no, I maybe. How is that pronounced? I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
Tell me.
I'm
happy. Call in and pronounce it for me. 406-204-4687.
I don't know. It just sounds.
But pretty
odd.
Awesome. And I'm
like, wouldn't they realize, like, "Oh, that's a stupid name in other language"?
Probably not.
I should not do that. Oh, Fukushima.
But dude, I swear, like, I first brought this up on the episode my grandpa was on, but ever since I listened to that Dr. Kiki Science episode with Kirk Sorensen on it about this Lifter reactor, like, I want to lobby for Montana to lift its nuclear ban and build one of these here and just provide power for the whole U.S. It's, dude, this thing is amazing, but we're not going to spend too much more time on it. So, energyfromthorium.com, check it out. And so, they just found 2,000 bodies earlier washing up on shore. Boats washing up on shore. Dude, we left you guys Friday.
Yeah.
And just complete destruction over the weekend.
Look what happens, man.
It's so crazy. Now,
just the way shit happens, when this, man. We're getting close to the end of the world. Don't you know the end Earth? Of the world is the month after next? Duh.
The Earth just completely not happy with us.
Mm-hmm.
About 2,000 bodies have been found on the shores of Japan's Miyagi Prefecture, victims of the huge earthquake and tsunami that have shattered northern Japan. And efforts to stave off a nuclear meltdown. I love it. They scare you, right? Like, every article, none of it's like, it's actually not that bad, right? Everyone is like, a nuclear meltdown? 9,000! Like, really? In efforts to stave off a nuclear meltdown, had a stricken power plant where yesterday dealt a blow when a second reactor explosion injured 11. Last night, a third explosion seemed likely as another reactor at Fukushima began to fail. And that's the one that blew up, right? And the earthquake, tsunami, nuclear disaster intensified with predictions the death toll would exceed 20,000.
Damn.
I know. It's a
lot.
That's
nothing for Japan.
Well, true that, but it's just, I mean, that's like, if you think, like, you know, 1,000 years ago, that was like half the world's population, like, just gone in one earthquake slash tsunami slash nuclear disaster.
We need some population control. It's okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's,
it's not.
That's
it sucks,
pretty crazy.
But yeah.
It's pretty fucking crazy. I hope the world is still around Saturday, August 13th when we do our live show here. Because fuck, dude. Could you imagine? Just like Hungry Horse Dam just breaks and we all just have to go up to Mi Madre's house and live because it's high in the mountains. We would be okay.
Actually,
there.
Your parents' house
is yours
that
is
high.
Higher, but.
My parents'
this
house
one's
sits
closer.
1,000 feet above the town.
And you know what?
What?
Your mom is not at my mom's house. I'm sorry. But for real, I think your mom would be helpful in an apocalyptic scenario.
Yeah, she knows that I do shit.
Yeah.
Kind of.
As long as, I mean, she wouldn't be able to, like, go to the casino and stuff, you know? You'd have to be focused.
You'd
so.
Have to.
I think we'd
I'd
be
have
okay.
to make my own distillery or whatever.
Right.
So she'd shut the fuck up.
Here, drink this. It just, like, knocks her out. What is that? Chloroform. Shut up.
And growing a lot of weed. I have to grow a lot of weed.
Well, I mean, that's a given. We're going to need rope and stuff like that. Protein.
Everyone's
and...
already doing that.
Yeah.
No.
Beep, 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 beep. Hotbox, breaking news. Did you hear across the state of Montana, dispensaries are getting raided?
Yeah,
Hotbox, breaking news. Right across the street. Right across from Sandy's place.
Mm-hmm.
DEA. ATF. Busting in. Guns drawn.
Damn.
Raiding dispensaries. And of course, we'll talk about this more on the Hotbox tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention it here because I know a lot of you guys listen. She's okay. Everything's cool. They seem to have targeted a few particular dispensaries that were maybe tied into one particular person that was kind of co-owner of them. But yeah, we'll like I said, we'll talk about more tomorrow. But yeah, federal agents, guns drawn, raided at least 10 medical marijuana operations across Montana on today, the same day. That it happened right when the repeal bill got stuck 6-6, which means it doesn't pass, so we still have medical, but they're going to change some stuff, which is fine. But right when that happened, these raids started happening, which is kind of odd. Agents near Helena burst into Montana Cannabis's greenhouse, where the company grows more than 1,600 plants for its 4 stores across the state. Now, I was always told you keep it under 100. Anything more than that, the feds look at you.
Yeah.
1,600.
That's a lot.
And I understand you have a lot of businesses, but I don't think when the law is this gray that you can do that and feel safe still. And here we have
I don't feel safe with it. You know, personally, running that type of business, I wouldn't feel safe with it anyway, just because it's still
under
not legal with the federal government, because that just means that,
well,
yeah, the federal government says that, yeah, states have the right to fucking, you know, make up their own rules and follow their own shit or whatever, but then again, you know, we start doing our own shit, and then the feds come in, they're like, I don't like this. They're like a big kid coming over and fucking kicking your sandcastle over.
Right?
They're like, hey, fuck you. Hey, you know what? Build that again.
Oh,
build
I know.
That again. I'm going to come back in an hour and fucking kick it over again.
Where's my money?
Right?
I know you have cancer patients that need this, but we're going to take it.
That's fucked up, because they just do it again and again and again.
The greenhouse runs about half the length of a football field and is packed with marijuana plants that can be seen from Highway 12. About 15 workers were inside the warehouse during the morning raid. Montana Cannabis employee Brett Thompson, 30, said he stepped outside to smoke a cigarette and saw agents running up the driveway. Quote, they came in, guns drawn, got us down on the ground and in cuffs as fast as they could, he said. Federal, could you imagine, like, you get to work, you clock in, you go outside to have a smoke because your place is cool.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you see fucking Brock Sampson just like, guns drawn, just
freeze!
Like, get on the fucking road!
Right.
DA! Get on the road! Unfucking, thank you. I love starting my Monday out with a good fucking raid. And do you guys feel like a job well done? I mean, I understand that it's your job and you got orders to do this, but where do you draw the line and stop and say, no, we're not fucking doing this. Look at what the fuck you're having us do. We're not fucking doing this. No. Like, where is the line? Do you torture Bradley Manning because they told you to? Or do you say, no, I'm not going to fucking do this. Are you kidding me? Do you bust in and these people are just like, minds completely blown?
Yeah,
we're growing
much.
Pot for people that are sick. What the fuck? I mean, that's a lot, but still.
I bet you there's probably people in there getting their medicine, too. Probably, like, crippled people and shit. Just, like, oh, like an old lady standing there getting her fucking, you
check
know.
Check this out.
Her medication, standing there shaking, like, ah, had a heart attack because the goddamn DEA busted out on him.
Federal agents detained Thompson and his coworkers in handcuffs outside the greenhouse, where sheriff deputies and Helena police officers stood guard. Inside, agents in DEA and FBI jackets wearing respirator masks and blue gloves yanked waist-high plants from their pots and hauled them out of sight wrapped in blue tarps. It was not immediately clear why the raids took place. A spokeswoman in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana said the federal agents executed search warrants that are under seal. She declined to comment further. Now, what the fuck does that mean? Why did you do that? Oh, these are locked up under seal. We can't tell you why.
That's
Can
stupid.
You do that? For real?
It's just going to be another WikiLeaks problem.
That's unacceptable behavior. You can just roll in and not say this is what you did?
Can I
see the warrant? No, it's under seal. You cannot.
That's kind of crap. You know, they need
yeah.
to be able to know why they're shutting down their business.
That's complete crap.
I can understand why they're not telling a reporter, but they need to tell at least the fucking owner of the business.
Some of these people went out on a limb to try to start this new industry with everyone in the hopes that, yeah, we can support ourselves, and at the same time, even more importantly, we're helping people. We are helping people with this. Do you not see that? Do you not see how much it helps the four people that you're... the federal government is giving this to? Like, this is just appalling. You run in, guns drawn, down on the ground. They were open for business. If you would have walked in the front door, I guarantee they would have just been like, hi, can we help you? And you would have been like, here's our problem. And they would have been like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy was right next door watching this. That could have been her place.
Yeah.
Her kids there. And just guns drawn? Really?
That's a little overreacting.
That's crazy to me.
For some plants.
this hit really close to home for me, and I'm like, I didn't know any of the people that got in trouble, and I don't know, maybe they did do something that they should have gotten in trouble for, but from the way this sounds, this is no transparency whatsoever, and that's fucked up.
Yeah. That's not cool. You can't run shit like that and expect people to follow your rule, you know?
Agencies involved include the DEA, FBI, and the ATF. Huh. Medical marijuana has become a hotly debated issue in Montana, and the legislature has been debating whether to eliminate the law. The industry has exploded in the last year and reached the point where one out of every 19 households in Montana now has a card. Really? I'm pretty sure that's kind of skewed.
Yeah, pretty sure.
This is the gentleman that I was mentioning earlier that it all seemed connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Montana cannabis co-owner Christopher Williams told the AP that raids were taking place at his business's 4 locations. An advocacy group, Americans for Safe Access, said at least 10 businesses were raided in 6 cities across the state. The DEA and U.S. Attorney's Office would not confirm how many were raided. Thompson said they questioned each worker individually, then released them, except for one who had an outstanding warrant. The search warrant allows agents to take the company's computers, data storage, products, and plants. But he said he wasn't sure why the raids were taking place. His personal and business bank accounts were also frozen. A warrant obtained by Americans for Safe Access and signed by U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch of Missoula listed 13 items to be seized, including marijuana, hashish, drug paraphernalia, computers, electronic devices, cell phones, firearms, transportation, and this is what I have a huge problem with, customer records and transaction records.
That's fucked up.
Cash, jewelry, and vehicle titles.
Why do you need the cash and the jewelry?
You can't have the customer records because those are medical
records. Those are confidential.
You cannot have those.
That's fucked up.
This whole thing is completely fucked. The warrant, which was for Big Sky Patient Care Bozeman, did not say why the items were to be seized. It's strictly a political move to stop us from providing medicine to sick people, Williams said, standing outside the fence at the Montana Cannabis. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 6-6 to reject House Speaker Mike Milburn House Bill 161, which would repeal the medical marijuana law approved in 2004 by us, the voters. Let's keep that in mind.
Right, right.
The Republican Committee Chairman Senator Terry Murphy said the panel will look into creating a reform bill to tighten regulation on the industry. Barbara Trigo, Williams' mother and another worker at the Montana Cannabis, was at the Capitol for the hearing, said she received word of the raid before the vote. She said some of the people who use the company's marijuana are cancer patients, and she feared what would happen to them if the operation shut down. Quote, "We weren't trying to hide anything. Our windows are open. Our door was open. We've got patients that could die just by what's happened today." And that's true. Like, all of these places, you can walk in and the people are so friendly and so ready to help you.
Dude.
Like, there was no fucking reason you had to bust in guns drawn except for that's how you do it. Like, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, Red Fox says maybe they were selling on the side.
Yeah, you never know. But why wouldn't they say that? Like, why are they keeping it all shady and on under wraps like that? That
I
just
don't
seems
know.
Weird.
You know,
it seems like they're looking to see what charges they can come up with.
Right.
It looks like they got the warrant and now they're going to try to put, you know, evidence to it, which is kind of not at all how you do this. So the raid caused traffic to slow as people passing tried to ascertain what was happening. One man in a minivan honked his horn and shouted out the window, "Thank you, Helena Police Department. It's about time." Really?
What?
What a douche.
Yeah, what a dick.
It's about time. All those plants were killing my kids.
I hope somebody followed you and fucking pushed you off into a ditch.
Yeah. Yeah. Williams said of the 1,680 plants inside the greenhouse near Helena, 480 were flowering plants that produce about 5 ounces each. He said he sells an ounce for $190. That means about $456,000 worth of pot was confiscated from just that one location.
Oh, my God.
Over 100 plants. You get the feds' attention.
Dude.
But still, that's no excuse for the way they conducted that. That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
And that
dude.
Was like my fucking backyard that happened in. Not cool.
Yeah, dude. That's fucked up. You can't fucking do that. I mean, they can, but it really... It's stupid. It's so stupid.
All right. So, and then, I'm sorry to interrupt that for the Hotbox news break, but I had to say something about that. Like, that's been, I've been dealing with that. I mean, not dealing with it, obviously, but, like, reading it and posting shit and calling people and talking to people and taking phone calls and just, like, all day it seemed like. Fucking thank you, DEA. You work for us? What the fuck?
Yeah. They need to just, you know, make it a schedule, too. Like, it should be, and this whole thing would be fine.
Schedule it. It shouldn't even be scheduled. If aspirin isn't scheduled, I'm not. Okay. So, on top of earthquake, tsunami, nuclear meltdown,
mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Was that
I don't know.
Three? Okay. A volcano in southern Japan has erupted.
Dude, Japan, you guys aren't doing too good, okay?
Wow.
Did you guys, like, all decide to queef at the same time or something? Did you guys, like, do some weird kind of, like, satanic Japanese chant? And we're like, we're going to bring the world to its knees and oops, it backfired and it's only happening here. Like, what did you guys do?
I know, and I'm surprised that more, like, Pat Robertson or Phelps or whoever doesn't come out and say, because every time something happens in the U.S. like this, they always come out and they're like, it's because you're all heathens and pagan and devil worshippers. Like, so I haven't heard anyone say shit about this. Is it just because this is, like, so over the top? Because it's just one on top of another
Yeah, probably. They're like, all right, you know, Katrina was fucked. It's old news, okay?
Katrina was pretty bad. And they came out and said shit like that about Katrina, Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
So is it just because it's not in the U.S., I wonder?
Probably.
But yeah,
that's way worse than Katrina. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Yeah? You think?
I was there for Katrina,
Pretty sure.
That the shit Japan, I wouldn't want to be there for that. I lived through Katrina.
You were there, huh?
I was.
So, going back to the weed thing real quick, one of the people in office said that medical marijuana here in Montana has been more destructive than Hurricane Katrina was. Now, you've seen that, and you're here, and I'm smoking medical marijuana, and I haven't destroyed anything yet, except maybe this episode, but sure.
What? I'm just gonna say no.
No?
Because...
Is that... no?
I worked tow truck when Hurricane Katrina hit.
Like a senator or a governor. Not the governor, but it was a senator or a congressman. Wow. Yeah.
Dude.
Right? They're making our decisions.
But yeah, I was working for a tow truck company when Hurricane Katrina hit. And dude, after it cleared up, I was making runs from down in Naples to Tampa to Jacksonville to the panhandle of Florida, you know, Tallahassee and shit, back down to, like, Cape Coral and the Keys and shit, just to help clean up the shit from Katrina. Didn't fucking touch Sarasota hardly at all.
Interesting. So, and we haven't had a fraction of any of that destruction. Mm-mm. So that's an outright lie.
I stood out in the middle of a hallway holding onto the walls during the Katrina out to smoke a cigarette.
Can someone in the chat tell me what the law is when you lie in the Senate? Like, when you're testifying and you actually lie, what's that called? Because I'm pretty sure it's illegal. Is that perjury? Is that perjury under penalty of the law? What's that called? Red Fox? What's that called?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Is it perjury? Yeah. Interesting. So basically, everyone who testified at that Senate hearing on the side of repeal committed perjury.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
It's good to know. It's how our politics are rolling. Sure. That's good. So, yeah, this volcano... it was found by the Japanese Weather Agency. It was reported that it was in southern Japan. It was spewing ash and rock, even as the country struggled to recover Sunday from the catastrophic earthquake and tsunami. They issued a warning that the Shinmodake volcano resumed activity.
It's Shinmodake!
Shinmodake!
There you go.
After lying dormant for a couple of weeks. The volcano is on Kyushu.
Only dormant for a few weeks?
I know,
Jesus,
right?
Fuck. No wonder they didn't mention it. They're like, oh, this thing goes off every other fucking weekend.
It was about 950 miles from the epicenter of Friday's 9.0 earthquake, which devastated much of the northeastern coast. Pretty interesting pictures of it, though. Like, the volcano, it's pretty
yeah,
big.
Can I see it?
Yeah, here's I got a link for y'all in the chat. Jamhole TV there, thejamhole.com/live.
Only channel that's worth watching.
I know. Sunday's eruption was the biggest volcanic activity in Shimonoka in 52 years. Caused widespread destruction and panic. The blast could be heard for miles and shattered windows 4 miles away. Wow. That's fucking...
That's a pretty cool looking picture.
That's a that's a fucking blast. 4 miles away, busting windows out? Fuck, yeah. Dude. That's pretty crazy.
It's like the fat lady saying.
Yeah, right? It's over. Mm-mm. Hey, look, they have Facebook integration, too.
Yay.
Yeah, it spewed rock hot ash more than 6,000 feet in the air, just blowing its massive volcanic load all over the face of the planet Earth. Mother Earth just got a facial from the volcano. Just...
That sucks, dude.
That fucking sucks, man. What next, Japan? What next? Like I said, we had 2,000 bodies washing up on shore there. Reactor meltdown. Poor guys.
That sucks.
Poor widow guys.
Dude, here's a lot of shit. Kind of like... snowballing.
Dirtballing. Nice.
Snowballing
Nervous
effect.
System. We have a gentleman here who was rescued. He's a tsunami survivor. Hiromitsu!
Really?
Shinkawa! Hello! You're live on the gem hole! Hoi!
Jesus.
Caller, live on the jam hole. Hoi!
It's Red Fox.
Hoi!
What's going on?
What's going on? Hey! What's up, man? What are you going to tell
us
about?
I just want to say, I saw a thing on the news today, and if there's any country more prepared for something like this, it's Japan.
Okay.
They had almost no reports of looting. They had these people on the news. They're just, it's just a, like a line for the grocery store, a line for the gas, a line for water. They're all just politely lining up for whatever.
They're not, like, raiding anything or, like, stealing shit or beating each other up in the streets. They're not heathens you mean?
It's nothing like Hurricane Katrina.
That's crazy, because, dude, they fucking raided the Walmart and shit. It was so funny. They were all trying to bust into the Walmart down in, Cape Coral and stuff. It was awesome.
They rescued this guy, supposedly, and he's just like, let's rebuild Japan. Yay.
God. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Fucking people here, when shit goes haywire, they all start breaking out windows, smashing cars, and fucking setting shit on fire. And
here? How do you know? Nothing's ever really gone haywire here. Not since I've lived here.
Oh, what did I just say? Hurricane Y2K. Katrina? When that happened, people were raiding Walmart and, like, smashing cars.
I was schooling MDS in the chat on who the Cottonmouth Kings are.
Oh, and yeah, no, dude, when anything happens, like riots and stuff like that, shit that goes on, yeah, everybody fucking starts doing dumb shit. I don't know why.
So, Red Fox,
was
this caused by pagans not believing in God? Is this a sign of the end times, or does sometimes shit just happen?
It was the super moon.
Oh, no, we already debunked that on Friday.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, man, Phil Plate had it laid out for us.
Yeah.
Gotta love the bad astronomer, but... So, that's not it.
The whole country moved 8 feet. Can you believe that?
Isn't that nuts,
dude? That's crazy.
Dude? Did you see? We were watching... I think we talked about this Friday, because we were watching the videos at work Friday of just, like, 7 or 8 minutes afterwards, and just... I've never seen shit shake like that so bad. It was intense.
It's crazy.
It was out camping intense.
They had someone in California. They're like, what would you do if this happened here? And the guy was like, I'd probably pray or meditate.
Really? Nice. What is that going to do?
Food and water and all that.
It'll distract you from that big fucking rock that's about to crush you.
I would, you know, probably try to hold on to something and...
I would,
you know,
fucking survive, dude. Me and Gloria Gaynor, we would survive.
Okay.
Duh.
And Charlie Sheen, because...
Well,
he,
Tiger
he
Blood.
Only wins.
You can't kill Tiger
and
Blood.
And don't forget, there's that one band that did...
And the Dirt Ball.
Survivor was the name of the band.
No idea.
That did Eye of the Tiger.
Really?
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
I confused myself for a minute.
So, Red Fox, thorium reactors, greatest thing ever or what?
Yeah, from what I've been hearing from you, it sounds pretty awesome.
Can you find a downside? Because I've been looking and I've asked Kirk about it, and like, the only downside, you know, is that we haven't been building any.
It's the Cold War and Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and all this that's pretty much killed everything.
Yep. Even on Facebook, even people that I'm friends with through the whole dispensary thing, I was like, man, if this was one of these, this wouldn't happen. I wish we had one here. And she's like, are you fucking kidding, Matt? Nuclear, really? And I was like, do you even have any idea? You just know nuclear bad. Ooh. And I gave her the link, and I gave her the link to the Kiki episode. And she didn't say shit. She was like, wow.
Safeties upon safeties upon safeties.
And there's
absolutely no way to get a Chernobyl incident ever again. They're just not built that way.
They're built into it. Yeah, it's so perfect. And I love listening to him talk about back in Oak Ridge in like 59 when they were deciding which reactor to go with, why they didn't go with, you know, this one. It's such a crazy story. Like, it could have very easily gone the other way.
Yeah.
But, oh wells. So,
what that happens is the rods ooze down into the 6 feet of lead and concrete that they have built for that kind of incident to happen.
So, tell us about this mega meetup that's going down. I've heard some rumors. What do you know
There's
about
gonna it? There's going to be a mega meetup.
What do you know about it? Tell everyone.
It hasn't been, like, officially... I don't have a location yet for the show.
So the rumor is,
I'm working on it.
The rumor is July 21st on my mother's birthday.
Through the
24th in Milwaukee. And with a trip.
There may or may not be a bunch of famous podcasters all in one place.
And there may or may not be a trip to Chicago to go meet my beat maker and producer of this new album, Ev motherfucking G.
That's all speculation.
All
but,
complete
know.
And
all
utter speculation.
Speculation.
Well,
I can't confirm or deny any reports of any possible meetups.
Well, we'll definitely post it in all the forums, and I'm sure all of the podcasts involved will mention it on their episodes if they ever get around to producing any more. And, yeah.
Hey.
I am fucking excited. And hey, who are you voting for to get my $20 for when I get my taxes?
Oh, I already voted.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. I hate to ask a white guy.
You should check the poll because I seem to be winning this.
Are you?
With my one vote.
All right. Well, here, if you are listening live, definitely.
Oh, there's two votes for me.
Go to thejamhole.com/forums and go into the Jamhole forums where. All or nothing or whatever, and check it out. Who gets my $20? There's some good podcasts up there.
If I get your $20, I will spend it on you when you come over here.
Word to that. Well, looks like the polls are closed. Red Fox, congratulations. All right, man. Well, anything else before we let you go?
No, that's all.
When are you going to do another episode, buddy?
I have episodes. I've been having car troubles, computer troubles.
Oh, Evay, tell me about it. Got a baby coming. Wife's fucking mad. Just.
I know.
School, I'm failing. Just complete and utter bullshit, my life. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Red Fox.
All right.
All right. Peace out, G. Sporkroast.com. Go vote the jamhole.com/forums while I talk with a mouthful of Starburst gummies.
Yeah, why the fuck are you eating?
Because I am addicted to these now.
But
these,
you know what? You bitch at me if I'm eating anything.
I'm tactical
on the show.
About it and quiet, except
yeah, really,
right now.
Yeah, really, I'm tactical about it and quiet. Can't tell.
All right, when you keep your fingers
mouth.
Out of your eye for an episode, I will let you eat. Hmm? Now, see? positive reinforcement. Now you have something to work for.
Fuck you.
Is that my positive reinforcement?
Pretty much.
Nice.
Sorry, I'm... Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else before we get out of here?
No, I'm pretty good.
I feel bad that we didn't really talk about any just completely fucked up or crazy stories.
Hey, well, you know what? There's once in a while there can be a show where you don't hear about people killing their children or, you know, fucking their dogs and, you know, getting killed by a horse cock. And
a 38-year-old man in Edmonton has been charged with second-degree murder and committing an indignity to a body after his common-law wife's remains were found in a rural location. Cops believe those remains are his 43-year-old Roxanne Bigelow. He put her through a wood chipper.
Roxanne!
I'm gonna put you through the fucking wood chipper!
Roxanne!
I said you better shut your fucking mouth, the wood chipper!
It's not even how it goes.
Email info at thejammel.com, thejammel.com. That's our website, 406-204-4687. Go to the forums, vote who gets my $20. Facebook.com/thejamhole podcast and go to thejamhole.com and integrate with our Facebook plugins.
Yay!
See who your friends are liking and what they're liking and where they're liking it. Airport code if you're flying in is FCA, Glacier Park International Airport. August 8th through the 13th. August 13th is the live show here Saturday. I'm taking the whole week off. We're gonna have a fucking party. We're gonna have a fucking rap album out by then. We're going to have gone and come back from Milwaukee already.
Yeah.
Because that's first.
Yep.
That's first.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to bring back the ill shit. All right? You don't even know. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Definitely go vote. You guys have till Monday. Who gets my 20? And hey, when you're getting your taxes, kick it back here at thejamhole.com/donate. Get on the list of most helpful Jamholians of 2011. You guys can text me if you want to say hey or have any questions about the live show, 406-848-1739. That's it. Check it out. Follow us on Twitter, both of us, jamholedanny.posterous.com. We fixed her pick of the day. Mine's thejamhole.posterous.com. Watch us.
Just watch us.
Watch
age.
Us. Watch you. And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow for the hot box. We'll talk all about the raids, I'm sure, and stuff like that. And then we'll see you back here again Wednesday for episode 472. Peace out.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam Hole.com.